here again, I hope, or there again, and everything else. We're all here, all there, all everywhere. Are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Today is Saturday, September 8th, 2012, and you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on bbsradio.com with Ron Amatron, our host, who is also the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. As the ambassador, he escorts us to the Creation Lightship for healing, which we do tonight, which is Saturday Night Live. And since it's live, the healings will only work at the time today, September 8, 2012. And that's because we will be in the moment and out of time. However, if you're listening to an archive right now, you'll still be able to enjoy the peaceful energy, and you can learn about what Ron does for us on the Lightship and how nice it is to be in source energy. And while people are listening to the program, maybe they can start typing in some of their room requests. Would that be okay, Ron? And also, could we also bring up the light being that's on the monitor and have you activate it? How about the non-gender this time?
Okay, non-gender light being for everybody. So bring up the light being on the monitor screen. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And do it a little stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And what's next, Kathy?
You can, maybe we could also have some water activated just so we can perhaps have that done now and not worry about it later because we forget.
Okay. Yeah, so that sounds good. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Just hold your glass of water. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So if you haven't got your water yet, just hold it for a couple of minutes here, and all should be good. And we're having just a little bit of code problems, I guess, on the website for switching over for this month. So if you happen to go on a clearing and it's not working, it should be working probably, you know, within a day or two here. So I notified the webmaster to see about what's going on or where the problem lies. So anyway, it'll be fixed for everybody in case you are having difficulties. And a lot of those are like the jump start, the 3-month clearing. So back to you, Kathy.
I know we
can do probably maybe something about earthquakes. Maybe we'll see what you want to bring up next year.
Okay. I thought I heard the BBS technician say something. Go ahead, please. Did you say something to Ron?
It should be on. Hopefully nothing goes wrong.
Are you talking about the phone line? Okay. Some people have tried to call in already and couldn't get through, so BBS informed.
Yes, that happened on the, yes, we've been having kind of funky, but I hope everything's worked out now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those who are wishing to call, he said he thinks it's working out okay. So please do try again if you'd like, and we can take your call before we go to the Lightship and, of course, after. Ron, we did get, regarding your previous comment about weather and earthquakes, we did get a letter from on clsquestions@yahoo.com from one of our listeners who lives in New York, Pauline, and she wanted to let you know that today there was a tornado warning in New York City, of all places, like Midwest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she ran the gray skies clearing, and it didn't touch down to where she was.
Very good, very good. That's probably pretty scary, not knowing, hearing about them, then all of a sudden you know, understanding that they could possibly come into your area. So that's, to me, that'd be very scary, not knowing what to expect. So
it's so unusual that it was on the Yahoo News. As you open your email, you see it there, and it was considered to be quite, just unheard of.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they would do. I mean, they're used to snow, but not tornadoes. Anyway, she ran the Gray Skies clearing and avoided tornado touchdown where she was, and other people could hear it, but she says that she didn't hear anything because she was not on the timeline.
Oh,
great, Pauline.
That's great. Yeah, if you're not on the timeline, it may not be in your reality. So that's how you have to look at it. And it's hard to describe that to people until you actually feel the timeline being separated from you. And it kind of goes hand in hand with the gray sky clearing. People do the gray sky clearing, and all of a sudden, maybe above their house or, you know, within a few blocks or whatever, you look up and you see, you know, all the clouds gone with the beautiful blue sky, and everything else around you is like kind of funky. And you wonder what's happening. Well, I guess the way to describe that is that you're going into a timeline that doesn't exist for you. And everybody else is on a different timeline. So it's kind of one way to look at it in order to realize what happens on timeline. Remember, all prophecies that people have, you know, a prophecy is like a prediction of the future, which is probably all going to be true, but is it on your timeline or other people's timelines? What brings in the awful timelines naturally is probably fear of people, you know. And I'm not saying that bad things happen because of people's fears. It's just that maybe in place already is the timeline and it's coming your way and you don't know how to get rid of it, and all of a sudden something happens, maybe out of the blue. So that's kind of, how things are. So we could do a timeline crash for people back in New York. It'd be really neat if we had enough energy of horsepower, we'll say, where we could actually rewind the tape of our life and start over again and not have a bad situation. Maybe at some point that might be a possibility. I don't know, but we're sort of doing that a little bit. Not that we're rewinding it, but we're getting ourselves, extricating us from things that aren't that we don't want in our reality. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, you were going to timeline crash the odd, frightening weather in New York.
Yep, so let's do that here. Here we go. So timeline crash, New York situation. If you live in New York, maybe you live in some other state where it's getting kind of funky too and you don't know what's going on. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and affecting my throat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's feeling better, 9 and 10. We'll do it a few more times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's just see how that is working out for everybody. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Ron. While you were doing the timeline crash for New York, other people were typing in that they also heard the alarm, the warning, the tornado warning in surrounding areas. And Marie said that the tornado struck down twice, hit New York City twice. So I was just wondering if that timeline crash you did would include some of the area that the tornado was expected to threaten.
Let's see if it's still active back there, if they're having things rocking and rolling. Let's just find that out. So we'll just wait for somebody to type it in there. Let's do a couple more timeline crashes. And what we'll do is a gray sky clearing. So what we did is we took the timeline away of that particular situation, which is like the movie of it. And now we'll do some gray sky crashing because they're both very important. So here we go, gray sky clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's see what's happening there.
Okay, well, some weather reports now. Marie said that the tornadoes hit in Queens and Brooklyn, but Heal says no more activities there, no more threats of weather or tornadoes. Some people are reporting to feel that their head feels a little off balance, or they can feel the timeline crash you did in their head, maybe just a little dizziness or maybe some heat. And Pete wants to know, do timelines always connect to the head?
Well, possibly. I'm getting information from people coming in the last couple of days with emails and things that somehow maybe the photon belt or just different things are happening. And, with the universe out there and planets. And it's causing people to have maybe upset stomachs, dizziness, body problems, maybe aches and pains, migraine headaches, feeling like your energy got zapped, all different things like this. So it's all physical stuff going on with the body, making you feel kind of funky. So I think we're going to put up a special clearing for that, which will be something like a 2012, 2013. Might be like an earth change clearing. Remember, you're connected to different things that happen to the planet. So if there's like a forest fire someplace, you might feel your body responding to that. Or maybe an earthquake. Because you're made up of the elements, we'll say, and the elements can be connected to you. So Stating that, we're going to put up a clearing to give you some extra relief for that, for new situations that could be happening. So let's do a clearing. So if you do feel a little nauseated, you don't know why, you know, maybe you felt good last week, and this week you just feel kind of, you know, not yourself, we'll say, okay? And you don't know what it is, but you just feel, you know, like I said, funky. So let's do a clearing here, and this is going to go a little far out, so hopefully everybody's listening knows about clones, okay? So here we go. So we're going to be doing a thing with clones. So let's say that you had a clone 10 minutes ago that was perfectly fine, and because your body is made up of different energies, and so, you know, along with your bones, and your bones somehow get shaken up from being on a different timeline or different energies on the planet, and the energies on the planet are different. And when the clone comes in, the new clone every 10 minutes, all of a sudden it gets kind of messed up because it doesn't know what's going on with the bone structure, its GPS location, and also the elements of the body are being taken sideways because it's not in alignment with the last clone because of the earth changes. So hopefully I covered everything there. I'm trying to, you know, give a lot of information there to you. So the clone, the next clone may not understand what's happening. So we're thinking about putting up, still in the works here, but putting up a bundle for possibly anxiety, and then, you know, the even odd harmonics, grid lines, water charging to get you back into the moment and to help your body out, and then a timeline crash for earth changes. So we're looking at that. So that's kind of what we're thinking of doing within maybe a month here, once I get it on the drawing board here and kind of nail it down. But I'll do a sample of that. So this will be for if you're feeling funky. We're going to go back right now and work with the clone that came in 10 minutes ago. And it may have a different frequency, which would be completely different than what you have, you know, right now. And the new clone doesn't know how to react to it. It goes, man, what's going on here? This is not the same GPS location. I don't know how to relate to the bone structure because the earth energies are different. That's what it amounts to. So here we go. We're going to first change the clone that you have right now. I'll start with that to make it more compatible. Then we'll go back a few clones and just see how you're feeling. And take special note of your body, because very possibly only part of your body came in improperly. It's much like when we do the spirit in and out clearing. And so here we go. I'll count to 10 to help the clone out of you. That is you now. So 1, 2. If you're listening to this and you're brand new, this may be way over your head. So just bear with us here. Just feel the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And again, I'll do it again for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we'll do the clone that was here 10 minutes ago. Here we go. Because it, remember, it has the residue and brought forth the information for the clone that's in you now. So we want to clear that past history, much like the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime clearing. It clears your past, and you're living the past along with the present. So here we go, getting rid of that past imperfection. So we're going to take what you have now, which should be pretty good, and bring that into the last clone. So that'll be good too, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so what we're doing is, in a sense, rewriting your past history. Or if you're a woman, rewriting your past her story. Okay? So here we go. Next clone back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, that's feeling good to me. A lot of people probably are feeling their body changing. You might be shaking a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, go to the phone before that. So here we go. This will be the 1, 2, 4th clone, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see how people are doing here. So back to you, Kathy.
I, for one, feel pretty good about this. Maybe my clones are all lined up. Okay, so I was typing in the fast chat the clearings you were doing there, Ron, and so I'll be watching for other people's comments. I do see a few here now. Joseph says his ears and head clearing up. Frederick says some heat involved in his head or in his lungs. Brian says, I guess it's good if clones don't line up with the event. Let's see. Luke says the space changed around him a lot. And, yeah, so some people just felt the heat. They felt the heat with the clone clearing going back. It seemed like just a little bit more each time you went back, but I feel pretty good. So I don't see too many more other comments right now about that. But I did want to mention from our previous conversation where the gray sky timeline crash and the Earth protection timeline crash are located on the website, because I saw some people were interested in those, and you can find them on the creationlightship.com website, Ron's website. On the left side, far left, there's a white bar that says samples, and you click on that, and there are several free clearings listed there. Among them is the Gray Skies Clearing and the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, which we have been utilizing for harm to earth, weather change patterns, gray skies in the area, clouds, that kind of thing that we're talking about here on this program. So if you feel like you have a weather condition going on, you can use those yourself. You can read the comments in the fast chat of other people who've used them and the great results they've had. In fact, here, Ron, Kit says she's done the satellite crash and had good results with it. She did timeline crash satellite and celestial interference. She did about 100 of those, and she had pretty good results, and she says, she also added that her feet twitch every time a cologne removal is done.
That's great. No, that is great. It means that it's working. That's good.
Yeah. Ron, I could really, there's quite a lot of comments here. However, it's 7:30, and I know you wanted to go up to the light ship, and people have been great about typing in their particular rooms and requests. And there is just one question from last night I do want to bring up that you had mentioned you wanted to talk about today from last night, Friday's show. And it was that when you were clearing the 9/11 timelines, some people had reported seeing other timelines of planes flying frozen in time and also frozen military, and wanted to know if you switched them off our present timeline to a frozen timeline.
If they saw something, they're probably seeing, you know, the soldiers on the timeline. So I don't know how to answer that particular question, okay? All that I know is that each time something is frozen, and the military might look frozen, as maybe they're not doing much on a timeline until they're activated. So that could be possible, too. I'm kind of out of the loop on that one. That's the only reason why I think they would become frozen, because they need to be inactive. I don't know if I answered that question properly, but that's kind of what I'm seeing here.
Okay.
The aliens definitely get frozen when the light ship goes after them. Plus, the light ship is out of time, so they can, it's kind of like watching something in very slow motion. If you watch a movie and then you slow it down, that's kind of where the light ship would see things. And you yourself, if you're enlisted, because you're out of time, and you're watching something in time, and you're able to actually be outside of time to watch what's happening. That's kind of the easiest way to say that. So, I wanted to do a clearing also for maybe aliens, I think. I was thinking I was going to do that maybe on Monday, too. But what I want to do a clearing on is the aliens that, and these could be bad ones, you know, but they're stuck here. Okay, so the bottom line is anything that's stuck here should not be here. And even if they are completely of darkness, you know, they can be extricated to darkness, or they can be given a spirit, you know, the two spirits, the body and a soul, we'll call it. If you want to use the word soul, that might be the easiest way. And then they can come into the light. So they do have that free choice, but nothing should be stuck here in limbo. So... right now, we'll just request that the ones that want to come, either to go back into total darkness, that's their choice. Okay, remember the light ship doesn't, have any kind of rules of anything, so they can go directly into the darkness if they want. But we'll get them out of here. And maybe there's some aliens here that are from darkness, and they're being tortured in the underground camps, just like humans are. So, like I've kind of mentioned in the past, where are all these missing people? You don't normally, you know, hear about them too much, but you know about them. I don't know how many there are. Maybe somebody could just Google missing people last year, possibly. It might give you a number. Or missing, you know, children probably would be in there, because everybody would feel more compelled about looking for a child than maybe somebody who's 50, 60 years of age because they've already lived life where a child somehow seems to be more valued. But still, it's the same thing. And that would mean that maybe a lot of those, you know, are being captured by the, you know, universal unwanted travelers, we'll call them, okay? So there's other things that happen to them also, but that's probably the gist of it. But here we go, releasing the aliens that are here. Some could be, you know, actually halfway decent ones, just like yourself, you know, that got stuck here through their spaceship being shot down, forced here. And they can also be a little bit out of our timeline where we don't even see them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So hopefully some of those got released here. And I'll do it some more here. We'll do one for ones that are stuck, like a space-time crash, in the timelines. And they're kind of out there in the beyondo. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron. That was an unusual experience for me. And some people in the fast chat actually saw what you were doing. Larry, Shane, Cammy, Kendall. Kendall says he saw the entire event frozen. Larry says soldier ships are very still. The light ships are doing the counter-defense action. And then Shane says there are many ships stuck in between space releasing. They're literally trapped. Tom said that clearing was very heavy. Janice felt her body jerking and releasing. She says, bye-bye, aliens. And Josh felt it of release, and Jack said that is really sticky. And Heal 321 says, Ron, how about releasing the clones to the light too?
Okay, here we go. So, one, two, and thank you, Heal, for mentioning that. Three, four, five, six, and whoever else commented, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's see what that does there, everybody. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, great. Kit said many were stuck here. She can feel them, or he or she can feel them. Ben says that he felt or he saw bumper jerks in the timeline. And Mark's feeling hot, and Cindy's feeling hot, too. So apparently there was a lot of release on that, and it was much needed. So soon, Ron, it's 7:40. We should be thinking about going up to the light ship.
Oh, yeah. It needs to be a longer show, but we're okay. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. So, again, here we go. So, bringing your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants up. Here we go. One, two, three, and animals, pets, four, if I didn't say it, five, and we're there. Okay, and we'll go into a few rooms here that we have requests. From people. We'll go into the room with the pandas and also the little ponies. So again, request your healing. And here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, go into the room with Mother Mary, and you may have roses showing up, the fragrance in your room. Here we go, and again, request your healing, one clearing. This only works live when you're listening to the program here, otherwise you get peace energy. So here we go. Here comes Mother Mary's energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And next we'll do white light room. Here we go. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. We're in this room now. And we'll go into the room that has the turtles. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And going to go into the room that has the black whales. Here they come. Request your healing again. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we're going to another location. And we're going to go into the room that has the pink dolphins. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to another room, the hot tub room. And this time we're going to be in a clear gel with like little golden speckles. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to go into a room has a floating magnet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is what we go into. We'll be in this room also a week from today for the a four-hour call start here, Saturday. Then it goes into eight-hour calls after that on Sunday. So here we go, floating magnet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into one other room here before we come back. We'll go into the room that has the deer energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go up to the penthouse here. And this is always very interesting. So again, bequest your healing. Here we go. And you're going to find yourself kind of relaxing up there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. That felt pretty good. Let's go into one final room here, and we'll go into the room that has the green energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. It will come back from the light ship now. Coming back down, and here we go. Coming here, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're back here, and you may feel the room around you changing. So back to you, Kathy.
Wow, that was truly wonderful. I feel so peacefully, wonderfully relaxed. And reading the comments from the fast chat as you go through room to room, and a lot of people type in the same thing at the same time. It's so funny. It's just because we're there out of time, and some people can see it, and then they share it. Thank you so much, because I can read some of these comments now. Pat says a lot of energy was up here tonight, and they thought the deer was cute. Amy saw the deer. It was so cute. And let's see. Tripper said the hot tub's boiling. Okay. And that Tripper was levitating. And Marcia saw something being pulled off her head. Josh said it was very majestic seeing everything, and Derek said the penthouse is one of my favorites. Oh, gosh, a lot of people felt very relaxed. Kate said saw her foot being healed, and it was awesome. Oscar said, I'm very relaxed, and this is a very big event tonight. So let's see. Chia got the pink dolphins and said, fun. Martha, so peaceful, really enjoying this. So another wonderful trip to the light ship, and if you enjoyed that, Ron will begin his ascension preparation special intensive starting on September 15th. And that's a four-hour session on a Saturday, and that precludes the three Sunday special intensives where he does a lot of healing of parasitic entities that take our life force energy and therefore leave no room for our spirit. So you feel much better afterwards because it allows more space for your spirit to come into your body. And this is all done as a very important for ascension preparation, for the true ascension. If you want to know more of what we're speaking of, please go to creationlightship.com and look up ascension, and you can also go to the events, weekly events, and the events calendar page on the top. Click on the top of the website, and you can find out more about it there, too, as well as sign up for the email newsletter, which also gives you the data, the dates, and the prices, and connects you to the various links that help you to find the registration. So now, if you can't attend the conference calls, you can always let Ron know that you can't, and he can still take you as an absentee as long as you're a paid registrant. So, Ron, there were some questions here on the fast chat from when we were on the light ship.
Okay.
She was asking for the new Earth blueprint, but that came a little too late, Heal. So she was wondering, though, if the blueprint of our home base energies and twin flame is available on the Creation Light Ship.
Yeah, of course, yes. Everything that's created has a database, and it is may not be accessible to you, but it is available, yes.
Mm-hmm. So if she requested it again, then could we feel the new Earth blueprint again, like whenever we go up to the light ship on Saturdays?
It's up to the Earth spirit, okay, to, if it wishes to, you know, allow you to experience what it's creating. Remember, it has to have special protocol for it to bring you into those particular areas for it to show you that, because it'll see you as density. It doesn't want to have its blueprint corrupted. So it may have to create a special room, which would probably be outside of the light ship, like the quarantine rooms, to let you see that, because it only allows light in. And that's the same thing of everything else on the light ship. So we would have to do that, you know, together. So it's up to the Earth spirit. You probably would not be able to go up there, you know, and, you know, walk into a room to see it. That's what I'm trying to tell you, okay? Because it has to hold its spiritual integrity. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, while we were talking about the intensives a little while ago, some people typed in that, Bonnie said, she said, thank you, Ron. What a night, a great night of healing. Parker felt heat in the back. It took his pain away. Raymond says it was a feeling of well-being. Kit said she felt like she got an etheric massage. And Jana said the black whales were very playful tonight. Samantha said she could feel sensations but see nothing. And Lana says it's going to be a great month on the intensives this month. And Bernadette says, now I am sold on the intensive. And Kit says, you won't regret it, Bernadette. Ron, last night you announced that the intensives this month are going to include a bundle of clearings.
Yeah,
and
over the price of the, if you did them separately, I don't know what it would come to, but it'll be more than what you're paying to get onto the intensive. So that'll be included free for people, and it'll be the mental energies, mind matrix, etc. So it'll be a nice bundle. We're still working on that, putting that together, trying to get some text or getting some text for the pages and things. So, and if it's not available the first Sunday, it should be the second, but we're working on it this coming week. But you will get it for a month, so until the next intensive goes off. And most of them will be whole lifetime ones, so those you can do really quickly. The other ones will be ones that you want to, you know, maybe concentrate on when you need to.
Right. Did you say you included the alien attack clearing?
Yeah, that one will be on there, yes. Uh-huh.
And how about the whole life orb clearing?
Yeah, that should be on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out. It'll be grid lines, I believe. No, that's the other one.
Right. So, cellular memory.
Yeah, we got a couple in the works here.
Okay. You just mentioned them last night, and I wrote them down
as
you said
them. Great. You got it then.
And then you said the mind matrix barcode. Carrie announced it, actually, so I wrote them down. So, and
perfect.
I actually typed them into the fast chat if anyone wants to look back to Friday night's call. Friday night's broadcast has them listed in there. So, anyway, Ron, you always give us such a great prices on the bundles anyway, so no worries there. Anyway, the bundle that you're talking about now will be included with the price of the intensive, correct?
Yes, it will be. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it'll also be ongoing, for like a month until the next conference call comes up. So I'm trying to get it up this week here, so it'll be a month for everybody. But if not, it'll be probably 3 weeks. But I'm trying to get it up as quick as I can. I'll be working on that this coming week.
Well, we certainly do appreciate it and look forward to that, too. So there's a lot to look forward to, a lot of clearings that are essential for our ascension preparation. And Ron's always working to fine-tune more things as things come up, the things that we need, and this bundle package will be quite a wonderful, first of all, price cut for us all, and then most useful for clearing out densities that we're all being invaded with constantly.
Yeah.
Penny says, that sounds like a great bundle, Ron. Please do it.
Good, yes, uh-huh.
All right. Ron Heal had a question. She says, in the nano clearing, can you add specific situation entry within it? Can she put something in it with a specific situation in the nano clearing?
I'm not sure on that page. I'm just not sure.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody else knows, if you could just type it into the BBS Fast Chat, that'd be great. And our show has a few minutes. We can go just straight up on the hour. So,
okay. Helen had a question. Can clouds break up, fade out into blue with the gray sky clearing?
Yes, they can. That's what it's for, is to get rid of clouds. Yes.
Okay. And let's see. Mel wanted to know, what was going on underground and he saw broken glass patterns from the crash, the timeline crash you did for the, earlier in the show for the, tornado energies on the East Coast. He saw broken glass patterns from that crash and wants to know what that was about.
Very possibly it's just the timelines falling apart. Whenever you see, like, shattered glass up in the sky, ice cubes, something like that, that is the timeline being disintegrated. And it's sort of looking like if you had, it's a tapestry, we'll say, and that the backdrop is being disintegrated on on the timelines that are overlapping. Remember, you have overlapping timelines. And so even though you may look at one tree, you might be looking at 1,000 trees recreated on a timeline. And they're all dropped in here. So if a few of those happen to get disturbed or taken out, maybe that tree may not look in wholeness to you. But the cloud, since all you see behind the cloud is the sky, then this is what you're looking at. Hopefully that kind of answered your question. So you're actually seeing a timeline of the essence energy of it, the dark side essence energy, the dung pile. You're seeing in those clouds of the broken, shattered glass. That's the dung pile energy. So hopefully it doesn't fall on you.
Liz said she had a good result clearing the gray skies. She's on the east side, too. She had a really great result clearing using the gray skies clearing a few days ago. And then Tricia, who... she must be on the East Coast. She had some fear, and it was leaving when you did that tornado clearing for the East Coast, the alarm sounding, the emergency that they were supposed to have. So she had some relief from the fear. She said, that is great. Thank you. And then some closing comments here in the fast chat. Peter says, you never know. He was appreciating the bundle for the intensives. He says, you never know what Ron is going to do in the moment. Pat says, what a deal this month. Connie, thank you so much, Ron, for all you do. Michaela, thank you, Ron. Randy from Chicago, thank you, too. TD, no more tornadoes around me. Parker says its residue is dissipating. Great, and there are so lots of announcements posted in the archive. So if you care, if you've missed anything on the program here, you can look at the first pages of the archive in the Fast Chat. Page one in the archive of the Fast Chat and see some announcements and some closing announcements as well posted by Cindy. So thank you very much, Ron, for a wonderful night of healing, a trip to the light ship, and for all the timeline crashes. And thank you, BBS, and listeners for your participation. Over to you, Ron.
Yeah, I guess that's probably it. So a week from today, we start our Saturday event, and we have our conference calls. And next BBS program is Monday, so we need to get off. So everybody, thank you for coming on, and hopefully you enjoyed those phone clearings that we started off with here, which is part of the earth change energies affecting the clones coming in to your GPS location of your bones. They get confused as the earth changes. So see you later, everybody. Thank you for listening. Bye.